This won't make you superior for long.
Welcome to The Underestimated Entrepreneur, where I talk about the many lessons, learnings, and tools that I've learned along my journey from being the private mindset and mental performance coach to rich listers, successful entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and more, all while running business and personal performance events for tens of thousands of people who want to get the best out of themselves and their lives. This is my way of helping more people to excel in life, build successful empires, and be the best that they can be. I hope you share and enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. I'm still here in beautiful Bali, ripping out this podcast. So I was thinking about this the other day, and it was that so many people were always looking for the tactic. They're always looking for the strategy or the thing that's going to make them successful or make them achieve or make their business run better or make them more productive or make them more effective. But the truth is, it's very rarely ever a tactic that's going to make you successful or achieve for a long period of time. But it's the mindset behind it that will. So if you're someone who is highly adaptable, very resilient, you're courageous, you're more confident, you keep working on yourself, you can overcome problems, you can think through things more effectively, you give yourself the time that you need, you're more inspired, you stay on top of your energy, you look after yourself. These are the things that are going to set you apart from everybody else. Whereas what most people do is they're always looking for the strategy or the tactic. The best weight loss people that I've ever come across, they talk about the same thing. They all say the same stuff. Calories in versus calories out. It's not overcomplicated. It's not too hard to do. Whereas there's always a new diet that's out. There's vegan, there's paleo, there's vegetarian. There's always something, right? There's the carnivore diet. And yeah, some of them do work for some people, but not everybody. What works long-term? Calories in versus calories out. We know that exercise over a long period of time helps with things like longevity, bone density, and so on. But people go to the gym and they're looking for the perfect gym program instead of just fucking working out. And that is a sign that people don't understand the fundamentals and the basics of what really helps people to achieve or get great results long term. Like, everybody knows that sleeping is one of the greatest performance enhancing products or things that you can do for yourself. Yet most people still are shit with their sleeping patterns. I can be one of those as well. I can have those issues, right? But what my point is like, people will spend more time studying biohacking than they will just getting the basics. Drinking water, making sure you're eating enough calories, making sure you're eating the right type of calories, making sure you're getting enough protein and so on. Making sure that you're moving every day, right? These are the things that matter. Looking after good quality relationships. You know, if you look at studies on longevity, it'll show that people who have good long-term relationships with people tend to live longer. People who have somewhere to fit in, or they feel like they fit in somewhere, they tend to live longer. So what I really want you to think about from this episode is, are you always looking for the next best strategy, or are you looking to better yourself? Because if you're always doing your internal work, you're thinking about, what are the challenges that I'm having mentally and emotionally? What characteristics or what character traits do I need to work on or develop more? It might be courage. It might be confidence. It might be resilience. It might be the ability to set boundaries and hold people accountable to them. It might be accountability. It might be adaptability. All of these characteristics are things that will make you successful more long term. You can have the world's best strategy, but if you're not courageous enough to go execute and implement and push against what everyone else is doing in an industry, then you're still going to struggle even with the best strategy. And that's why if you look at any product or service, you can give somebody the best product, you can give somebody the best service, you can give somebody the best strategy, and they can still fuck everything up. Why? Because they lack the ability to execute or to be effective. They don't have the characteristics in order to achieve over a long period of time. You know, talking to a good friend of mine, Toby Pierce, who sold the company Sweat, I think they sold it for like $400 or $600 million. And then they just bought it back. I don't know what they bought it back for. I haven't spoken to him. I spoke to him this morning on Instagram, but I haven't spoken to him for a period of time face to face. You know, he'll talk about the importance of working on yourself all the time. And he'll say that it's mindset, the people who are consistently learning, the people that are adaptable, the people that are resilient, the people who work on their own internal shit are the best people to have around you. And he's one of those people. He's always doing his own internal work. He's a consistent learner. He's always developing himself and growing. He makes that a habit within himself. Whereas those of you who are out there who are always looking for the next technique, the next tool, and just aren't executing and implementing, these are the people who tend to struggle the most. And they waste the most amount of time, the most amount of money. And we've seen this in our community as well. Like, it's so awesome to see people who are part of my mindset and lifestyle coaching program, where my goal for that program is to get their mindset fit and healthy and to get them fit and healthy. And I just give them a basic program, like a basic gym program. And we track their calories, I set it all up for them. I give them the workout and everything like that. And they just go and execute it. They're the people who lose weight. They're the people who feel better about themselves. But the ones who come in who overthink it, there's very few of these anyway, because I normally filter them out. But the people who come in and they overthink everything, they're like, oh, but you know, should I stretch? And I'm like, did I put stretching in your program? Well, no, you didn't. And I'm like, okay. Well, is it good to eat sugar or not? And I'm like, does it hit your calories? Well, I don't know. Well, yeah. And I'm like, cool. Then don't fucking worry about that shit yet. Let's get you to where you want to get to. So let's get you losing weight, or let's get you gaining muscle, because they're probably the two most common things that people come into that program for, is to gain weight or to lose muscle, or to get their mindset more effective. So one of the things that I do, one of the biggest challenges that most people face is dealing with their own diet. So if I can help people tighten up their diet, it normally helps them tighten up their mindset as well, because straight away, once you start to reduce their calories or even start to increase their calories a little bit, depending on whether they're trying to gain muscle or lose weight, it'll fuck with their head and it'll bring up all their emotional shit. This is why if you've ever done a fast before, fasting isn't hard, right? Going without calories isn't hard. The mind fuckery that happens though, when you've got low calories, 100% is a mind fuck. Because if you've ever fasted, like I know when I fast, sometimes I'll do like a 5-day juice fast. Day one isn't too bad until the nighttime or the afternoon, and then it starts to bring up all my shit and I just want to eat. By day two, same thing happens. By day three, my energy comes back up, I start feeling good, but it's because you've overcome that mental and emotional struggle. And then by day five, it's pretty easy. Like you feel good, your energy's high, your vision's clear, your hearing gets better, like you just feel better about yourself. But the first 2 or 3 days normally really sucks. And it's just because it brings up all your mental and emotional shit.
Are you ready to raise your standards, achieve more, and stay accountable like never before? My brand new Dominate program is designed to give you year-round accountability and keep you consistently winning. Inside, you'll get epic trainings in mindset, wealth, health, and relationships, plus weekly group coaching calls to combat inconsistency and to stop you falling off the bandwagon. No more trial and error, no more going through the motions, no more feeling unfulfilled at the end of your year. Just a chance to be your best, do your best, and to dominate. No locking contracts, cancel anytime. Join now via the link in the description or at michaelmojo.com.
So by playing around with your diet and your exercise routine, what you'll find is it actually brings up all your mental and emotional stuff. So I can use that for people to then help them to progress mentally and emotionally. So a lot of business owners, when they come into my programs, one of the first things that I do is I ask them, what do you want to do? Do you want to gain muscle? And do you want to put on a bit of size and a bit of muscle or tone up a little bit? Or do you want to lose fat? Now, most of them want to lose fat. That's probably 99%. And so what will happen is when we figure out that they want to lose fat, I'll let them know that it's going to bring up all their mental and emotional shit. Now, the intelligent business owners realize that that's the mental and emotional stuff has been the stuff that's been holding them back for a long period of time. And so by just restricting their calories a little bit and making sure that they have to then, you know, look after their diet, they have to calorie control throughout the day, what they find is that normally they'll use alcohol or food as a way of suppressing their emotions. And when they can't do that, it brings up everything. And then we can clear all that stuff and work on it. Then when we work on it, bang, now they're more effective, they're more productive, they're more energetic, they're more alive. They don't use things like food and alcohol or drugs to deal with their emotional shit because they've already cleared it out and dealt with it. But just remember, it's not so much the strategy, it's the mental and emotional stuff. But most of you out there will mind fuck yourself into going back to old patterns of behavior because it's hard to develop yourself to be a better person. And that's why people are always looking for a new strategy or they're looking for something different, you know, instead of just executing what most people know that they should do. Probably easier said than done though. And it is when you've got a support structure around you, when you've got clarity, when you've got a mentor like me, or you've got someone like me who's a coach, who's helping you out, it makes it tons better because you know that they're going to be checking in on you. And that's what I do with the community as well. In the group coaching program or my one-on-one is I check in with them. And that just helps them stay on track. So look, for all of you out there, I really want you to think about, are you executing the stuff that you know that you need to do? Or are you just looking for something new because it's a way of you consistently learning or developing yourself without actually getting the results? Because there are a lot of you out there who love learning. You just don't like executing. Now, for those learners out there, you probably don't have the results that you want, yet you know a lot of shit. And I meet a lot of people who are like that, who come to me and they'll say things like, well, I know all this stuff. And I go, well, then why don't you have the results? And then what I know is that they're those people who are always bouncing around between things. And this is why they like working with me, because I'll hold them accountable. And I say, well, if you know it, knowing isn't the problem. It's the execution part of it. So what we need to do is hold you more accountable and make sure that I'm checking with you every day or every couple of days to hold you accountable to make sure you're executing, because what you're doing is you're looking for ways out. And then when we tighten that up, bang, they get the results. So anyway, Driven Mofos, it's just something to think about. I just want to share today. So if you really want to achieve more in life and be a better person, make sure you're working on you. Make sure you're building the characteristics, the character strengths, the character traits that you need, and developing the mindset and the emotional toughness in order to keep powering through things, instead of looking for new strategies all the time or new programs or reading your 40 zillionth book that you haven't ever executed on. All of that shit is just a bit of a delusion and a bit of a mindfuckery that a lot of you are playing into. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. And for any of you who want to jump into my coaching programs, just shoot me a message on Instagram and just ask me. Just type in the word coaching. And what I'll do is I'll just send you the different programs and you can just pick which one you want to go for. They start as cheap. Like, my cheapest program at the moment is $750 per quarter, right? So it's not that expensive. It's only $750 per quarter. I do gym programming. I've also got another trainer who works with me as well, who's one of the best programming specialists in Australia. We work together on this stuff. We make sure you get the right program. And then from there, I hold you accountable. I bring you into the community. And then we make sure that you're getting those results. Now, if you want to do one-on-one coaching, it becomes more expensive, where I spend time with you every week or every fortnight. But that's available also. Just hit me up on Instagram and I can send you the information about that. But the key thing is for everybody in this community is we've got to keep moving forward. We've got to have that accountability. You've got to be developing yourself and you've got to keep working on your mindset. That's going to be the biggest difference. It's going to make way more of a difference than having the best strategy in the world that's not executed. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. And I look forward to joining me back here on another episode of the Underestimated Entrepreneur.